Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's Craig with Craig McKim Networking. So happy to be here. Feeling very excited about some of the moves that I'm making and things that I'm working on. And as they get to as they get closer to fruition, you will be some of the very first to know. This week, we're going to start to get into follow-up. Folks, we're getting close to the end here. I know we've been kind of on a very long road. But we are starting to get there, and we are getting closer by the day. So today I want to talk about follow-up. And this is where now this is where it gets tricky. Because it's really easy to be in the moment at an event or in a conversation. You're present. The ideas are flowing. Yeah, I want to do this. Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah, let's get together. And if you didn't get it on the calendar right then and there, this is where you're going to begin to potentially stumble. You may start agreeing to things, or also, you know, we are a lot of times people pleasers to a point. I mean, at least I am. You know, sometimes I'll say yes when I really don't want to say yes. That time for me has kind of come and passed. I always look at it now as like, what value can I bring, as opposed to like agreeing to something to maybe get something from it. And now agreeing to things, knowing that there's going to be some value that I could hopefully bring to that person or that group or what have you. Anyway, when you start to follow up, this is when the actual networking starts. When you meet someone, you met them. That's great. You now have a contact. How do you take that contact and turn them into a connection? Well, it starts from the very minute you leave that event or you leave that conversation or you leave that meeting. Now, depending on your schedule, and again, a lot of this is based off you have gone to an event. Whatever that event is for you, you met somebody new, you met a few people new, here's what you're going to do. Now, depending on what your schedule is, you're going to want to get back to that new contact as soon as possible. For some, it will be that either day or night, just depending on when you met them. And some, it might not be till the next day, you know, and I understand people got responsibilities when they get home. If, you know, you got a family, you get home, you get to have dinner with them, you know, put the kids to bed, unwind a little yourself, and maybe you don't get a chance to actually jump back on a computer, or you don't want to, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, it's 9 to 5 and 9 to, you know, you went to 7 o'clock for that networking event, and now you just like a little time to unplug. I get it. Absolutely. Do that. You know, when you are firing on all cylinders and when you're not, and if it's not at 9:30 at night, that might not be the best time to follow up. Now, but I do recommend that you follow up within 24 hours. And I'd say no more than 48. That seems like a tall order, but what that does is it just gets it off your plate. Because what'll happen is, and you've done it, I know you've done it, we've all done it, I can't imagine that there's a person on this planet that has followed up every time exactly the way they should. I can't see that unless you are literally brand new to it and you're like a weekend. But you're going to follow up no later than 48 hours. And the reason being is that you throw the card on your desk or you put it in your pocket and you think to yourself, I'll get to it tomorrow. And again, maybe it is tomorrow and maybe that you do make it a priority. But once it starts to stretch past that, because you're going to start thinking about the next networking event, or you're going to just think about what's on your desk when you get to work in the morning, or what happened with the kids, or you got something going on with the family, or the softball game that night, or whatever, the other responsibilities or other commitments that you've made are going to start to take precedence, and then you never do it. And so effectively what you've done, because you didn't take the time to do it right then, you didn't, I don't say even make it a priority, but you didn't remind yourself to do it. You depended on your memory to say, yeah, I'll get this done. But it's the nature of business that you're going to forget. And that's okay, except that it's not okay because you've effectively wasted those 2 hours to get to know someone that you took to go there, to put the time in, to meet, to maybe overcome some big obstacles for you. You don't like networking typically, you know, maybe you've put some real time into, you know, crafting your 17 second commercial. Maybe you've taken some real time to develop the right questions, and then you go out and you execute on all of it, and then you don't follow up. What did you do it for? That's why 2 days, meaning 48 hours, that's as long as you want to take. Now, it could just mean that that person that you met or those people that you met just aren't a priority. And that's okay. Still follow up, but do so realizing that you may have already moved on, or they may have already moved on. I would reach out to every person you meet in that environment and find out how they like to communicate as well. Now, hopefully you did that ahead of time. Maybe they said when they handed your card, hey, listen, texting is best. We're kind of in that world. Texting, you know, hit me up on Instagram, you know, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever. There are multiple ways to communicate. Find out where they'd like to do it and meet them there. You're thinking, well, I don't like to communicate that way. You're the networker. Remember that. You're the networker. You're going to go to where they are. Now, it has to be, you know, obviously, any connection that you make is going to need to be mutually beneficial, right? But we're going to need to start because, again, we are the networkers. We're going to start where they're most comfortable. And now they may ask you, hey, what's your, you know, how do you like to communicate? I like to talk on the phone. Okay, I'm not a fan of that, but I will schedule something. So text me and we'll set something up. You know what I mean? Or I like to be face to face. Me, Craig, I prefer that as well. I'm partial. That's what I was looking for earlier. I'm partial to, you know, belly to belly, eye to eye, you know, face to face conversations. I think there's just so much more that you get out of that because you get to look at body language and everything that, you know, that their words aren't saying, but their body is. So that body language is a big deal, and that's why I like being in front of people. I like to know what they're really thinking. So I'm gonna cut it off there because I could go on and on here about how to reconnect or to set up that initial meeting. And you know what? Actually, I'm gonna take a real quick second here. It's gonna be longer than a second. The idea when you first meet somebody, the idea right then and there is not to sell whatever you're selling. Technically, if you're networking, it's not really to sell anything, but your goal should be, after meeting someone, is to get the next meeting. And whether that's you're looking to do business with somebody, you're looking to partner with them, you're looking to get a job, you meet a prospective employer, you're not there to get hired on the spot. You're there to get the next meeting, whatever that might be. So think about that. Spend some time. Sometimes that makes things a lot easier walking into. You're not like, oh, I got to get a, you know, I got to network so I can get a sale. No, you got to network to get the next meeting. And I don't know what that means for you, but it's always the next step. This is networking. It's a long-term game, or there's a long-term mentality that goes with it. It's the long game. So think about that. But anyway, next week, we're going to get into the different, literally the different messaging that you can use while you are following up with your new contacts, turning them into connections. Thank you so much for coming back and listening. I truly appreciate it. If you wouldn't mind, I'm going to ask something here. If you wouldn't mind, you're getting any value out of these podcasts at all, if I'm giving you any information that you are finding useful, please share this. Please share it with your next, like your best friend, or, you know, your best friend at work, your work wife, your work husband, whoever that might be, or your actual wife and actual husband. If I'm giving you anything, please share it. Let them get the benefit of it too. Anyway, that's all I got. Hope you have a great one. I'll talk to you real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.